Hello. I can move to another table if you want to use this one. Okay. No, that's fine. You're not bothering me. I was just doing a bit of reading before I got back to my dorm. My roommates can get pretty crazy, so at least here at the library, I can get a bit of peace and quiet. No, sorry. I didn't mean I want you to leave. That's not what I meant. You're in my advanced French literature class, right? Sorry, I'm not very good with faces and I kind of tend to keep to myself, so I just wanted to make sure. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm doing pretty good so far, but it's not a big deal or anything. Well, I mean, if you really want to know, I got 100% in all our exams so far, but it's really not a big deal, and I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything. Oh, well, thank you. What about you? Oh, that's not so good. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound insulting or anything. I mean, everyone has stuff they're less good at. It's fine. I'm sure you'll do great with the next exam or something. Sorry, I'm not. I don't really know what to say in these kinds of situations. Oh, this book? It's Flowers in the Attic by V.C. Andrews. Well, I mean, I'm not going to bore you with all the details and stuff, but basically, it's about kids trapped in their grandma's attic and how they survive. Then it gets into kind of an incestuous romance. I swear it's a good book. It's kind of hard to explain without making it sound super creepy. I mean, the writing's a bit weird sometimes. Like, it kind of sounds a bit old-fashioned, but at the end, you can't help but get attached to the characters and their kind of vintage, perfect charm. And it really ends up making you think about the ways we can all isolate ourselves and. Sorry, I'm talking too much. I just kind of got a bit excited. I do that when I'm talking about books. Yeah, I've always liked reading. It lets me escape and explore all kinds of worlds different than this one, and it, I don't know, kind of lets me meet a variety of people through the eyes of the artist who write them. Yeah, that probably just sounds really sad. I'm generally a bit better at expressing myself, but I don't talk to guys all that much. Yeah, that probably sounded even sadder. Uh-oh, you specifically came here to talk to me? But why? Oh, right. Because I'm good at this class. Listen, I'm not gonna do your homework for you if that's what you want. You're not the first guy to ask me. I guess you all assume that since I'm some lonely loser, I'll do anything just to get some guy's attention. Well, sorry, but I have enough self-respect to understand that you're just looking for a way to slack off and to make fun of me and just to help you study. God, oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry for that. I kind of assumed that you wanted me to do your work since I've already had three guys ask me since the final exam was announced, and I just thought you'd be like them. God, you probably think I'm such a bitch. Oh, okay. Thanks for understanding. It's just, I have trouble trusting people I don't know, but you seem like a nice guy, and you really look like you're trying to do your best, so if you forgive me for what happened, I guess I could help you study if that's what you want. I don't know if I'd be getting good at teaching things, though, so please just, I'll do my best, but please don't expect too much. Thank you. It's really nice to see you're ready to work hard for this class. You seem really smart, so I'm sure once I explain everything, you'll have an easy time with the exam. Thank you. I mean, yeah, I guess I probably do seem quite smart, but you seem like you have more than just one type of intelligence, unlike me. Oh, I just meant that there's more than just academic intelligence, which is what I'm great at. There's also social intelligence, emotional intelligence. Those are the types you seem to be good at. You seem to have a lot of friends in this class, and I mean, you were able to come talk to me. I never could have done that. Oh, a trade? So you're gonna try to teach me how to be better with people? That would be really nice. I really like the idea of this arrangement. We can both teach each other what we're best at and both get better at those things. Thank you. I'm really happy with this idea, and well, thanks for actually respecting me. It's nice to feel appreciated once in a while. To be honest, I think we should probably study someplace else. If you're gonna teach me how to be more socially intelligent, I guess I'd rather not be in front of people. I tend to get flustered really easily, and I'm sure you can understand. And well, as I said, my roommates are pretty crazy. We really wouldn't have much privacy. Oh, you're alone in your dorm? You must be paying extra for that. Ah, I see. So your roommate's on vacation then? Well, sounds perfect. We can have privacy too to teach each other stuff. Sorry if I make it sound so awkward, but I guess you'll help me with that. And I promise I'll teach you everything you need to know for the exam. Yeah, sorry. I don't want to keep you busy if you have somewhere to go to, but maybe after class tomorrow I can stop by your dorm and we'll get to teaching. All right, see you then. Yeah, see you then. Hi there, it's me. Was this not a good time? I'm sorry. I should have contacted you first. I just didn't know your number and I didn't know what other classes you have and okay, good then. I just assumed that since you're in your boxers, you might have forgotten that I was coming. But this is your place, so I don't want to sound like I'm being a rude guest. Well, at this point, I think you understand that I'm shy. I don't have to remind you. No. You don't have to change if you're comfortable. I have to learn to stop being so awkward anyways. May I come in? Okay, good. I'll just find somewhere to put down my books. I'm sorry, I guess I went a bit overboard with all my help and I brought more stuff than we'll need. Okay, I'll just place them down on the table here. It's a really nice place you have here. My dorm room doesn't look nearly as neat as yours, but that's mostly since I never have the time to clean up after my roommates. I really like what you've done with the walls. All these movie posters really give off a, well, college feel. I don't know what I'm talking about, sorry. Just pay no attention to what I'm saying. Oh, thank you. I don't know. People tend to not really notice how I dress. I guess I'm not really showy or anything. I really love this dress, so it's nice to know that I'm not the only one who does. Yeah, I guess it does match the color of my glasses. I never tend to think of that when picking out outfits, to be honest. You seem pretty observant. I guess that helps with the whole being good with people thing, huh? Actually, if we're talking about that, do you think it'd be okay if we started with what you're going to teach me? I think it might help me get a bit more comfortable before I teach you what you need to know. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure that part will be done quickly. I went over the subject matter, and I'm sure you'll understand rapidly. It's kind of a domino effect. If you understand one thing, the next will come to you naturally. Okay, good. Thanks again for offering to help. I would have been okay with helping you for free, you know? I mean, you seem like a really nice guy, and I mean, just hanging out with you will be fun, I'm sure. Sorry, I'm being stupid. Just, can we get to the teaching? I'll try not to be so embarrassing to myself. Get on the couch? Why? I mean, yeah, I guess you're the teacher. Sorry, I'll trust you. So, where do we start? My posture? What do you mean? Oh, well, yeah, I do tend to keep my arms crossed, or at least in front of me. You're not wrong about that. I was right, you really are observant. But what's wrong with that? Oh, yeah, that's true. It does kind of make me seem closed. Sometimes I do tend to want to be left alone, though, so. But does it doesn't make me seem mean, right? Like, I don't want to seem like a bitch or anything. I'm just shy. Oh, okay, if I just let my shoulders down a bit. You think I'll seem a bit more open to conversation? But what do I do with my hands then? Yeah, this dress has pockets, actually. That's a pretty big deal. But I don't know if I can really pull off the whole hands in pockets look, if you get what I mean. Okay, how's this? Good, then, but what I'm really interested in is how am I supposed to approach someone? Like, if I see someone and I think they seem interesting or funny or cute, how am I supposed to go talk to them? I never know what to say. Well, okay, if we're saying that you're someone I want to talk to, not that you aren't, just Anyways, you understand. If we're saying you're someone I'm trying to talk to, I guess I'd start by just by saying hi, I guess. Well, okay. I guess I'd say it like this. Hi there. Oh God, no, that was bad. Hi friends. Ugh, now I just sound like a camp counselor. See, I'm no good at this. I'm just hopeless. Thank you. I'm sorry. I know you're trying your best, but it just seems like I'm doomed to be a lonely, unsociable mess. But at the same time, I'm talking to you. That's already something, right? I mean, I've been wanting to talk to you for a while, and when you did end up approaching me, I managed to keep cool, and I didn't mean anything by that. I meant I've been wanting to talk to someone new in general. I didn't mean that, like, I've been looking at you or waiting to talk to you. That would be just sad, right? I just meant, oh, you've been wanting to talk to me for a while? How come? Oh, thank you. I don't really see what's so interesting about me, but that's really sweet of you to say. I don't really know what to answer, if I'm being honest. I've been looking for you and at you for a while now. You just seem so comfortable with people and friendly, and I don't know. You have all the stuff that I wish I had. Well, I mean, you have friends, you have charisma, you even have the good looks too. Sorry, I'm embarrassing myself again. Just don't pay attention to what I'm saying. I don't. What? You think I'm beautiful? You really mean that? I don't know what to say. I can't believe you really think that I'm beautiful. No, I'm sorry. You didn't do anything wrong. I didn't expect you to do that, so I kind of need to catch my breath. I've never really kissed someone before, so I don't know if I'm any good at it. You can teach me? Yes, I think I'd really like that, actually. I promise I'll be a good student. God, I can't believe you're actually doing this. I never thought a guy like you could ever be interested in a girl like me, but I'm happy. I can feel how hard you're getting against me. No, it's okay. Actually, I'm really happy to know that I can actually turn you on. I never even dared to dream that something like this could ever happen to me. Can you? Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. Can you please take off my dress? I don't think I'd be brave enough to do it myself. Thank you. I guess I never wear anything that really shows off my breasts. I'm happy to think. No, you think they look nice? Sorry, I. No one's ever really caressed them before. I guess I'm a bit sensitive. I can feel you throbbing against me. I want you to remove my bra. I want you to see my breasts. Oh, my nipples have gotten so hard. I'm happy you can see how happy you're making me. Oh, your tongue. Oh, please be easy. I'm really sensitive. Don't stop. Please, it feels really good. Can I take your hand? I want to show you how wet I am. Here. Can you feel what you've done to me? I've never been so wet before. Just feeling your mouth against my skin, I feel like the pressure's gonna drive me insane. But please, I don't want you to stop, so please keep doing that.
Can you? God, fuck it. I need you, okay? I need you to. I need you to fuck me. A part of me really wants you to do all kinds of things to me before we actually do it. But if you don't fuck me right now, I'm scared I'll just lose control over myself. I've never wanted anything more, so please, please fuck me. Here, I'll take off my panties. Just please get inside of me. God, fuck. Oh, God. Holy fuck. You feel so big. Just please wait. Please stop. I need to get used to your girth. I'm so happy you're doing this. I'm really happy to feel you inside of me. God, I never dreamed this would happen. That you could ever even notice someone like me. Okay, you can start to move. It doesn't hurt anymore. Oh my God. Oh God, it feels so, it's like a friction that feels so good. I can't explain it. Oh, fuck. Fuck, please. Please go faster. Please. Please fuck me faster. Oh, shit. Thank you. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Does it feel good? Really? Oh, good. I'm so happy to hear that. Then I can make you feel as good as you're making me feel right now. Oh, please, please kiss me. Thank you. Thank you for making me so fucking good. But wait, stop. No, you weren't doing anything wrong. I want to turn around so you can pull my hair. Yes, I'm sure. I need you to fuck me as hard as you can. So please, don't hold back anymore. I want you to get a little rough, if that's okay. Oh God, that's right. Yes. Oh fuck, that's right. Yes. Oh God, that's so fucking right. As hard as you can. Fuck me till you don't have the strength to fuck anymore. Just fuck me. Oh, that's right. Right. Pull my fucking hair. Pull it. Oh, God. Come on. Fuck me harder than that. Spank me. Spank my fucking ass. Oh, fuck. Please keep going. Don't fucking stop. Don't stop spanking me. I want to feel it for a week. I want to feel your hands on me all week. I want you to fucking mark my body. God, I want to be sure that I belong to your fucking cock. Oh, that's right. Come on, harder. Harder than that. Fuck me. I don't care if you're tired. Just fuck me harder. Yes. I feel like I'm on fire. You're making me see white. Thank you for teaching me. Oh, fuck. I think I'm God. I'm trembling. What's happening? What's... Oh, fuck. You're coming too? Please come inside of me. Fucking come inside of me. God, that's it. That's it. Oh God. What happened? I hope I didn't scare you. I don't know what came over me. I couldn't control myself and I felt so good. I'm sorry if I was too intense. Oh, well, I'm glad you thought it was hot. I still can't believe any of this happened, to be honest. It all felt so surreal. But I'm really happy it happened. I feel really lucky that I got to have a guy like you as my first. I still feel a bit embarrassed about how I acted, to be honest. I've never been this upfront or
controlling before. I'm so sorry if it was too scary or intense, but I'm still really happy you accepted to teach me. But if it's okay, I'd like to take a little nap before you can teach, before I can teach the stuff needed for the exams. Wait, what do you mean you didn't actually need me to help you study?